Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
All right, wrapping up our NFL plays, week three NFL Sunday, and Ken, we finish it. Super Bowl 24 rematch here, Sunday Night Football on NBC. I don't know, it's going to be a nasty showdown maybe with Jimmy Garoppolo and the 49ers visiting Russell Wilson and the Denver Broncos and Coach Hack. But I heard a lot of people this week being like, wow, what a coaching mismatch in this game with Kyle Shanahan and Coach Hack. Like maybe before the game that's the case, but lest we forget, Kyle Shanahan is a brutal, brutal game manager, is way too conservative with a lot of the decisions he makes also. So I actually think this might be like a wash with Shanahan against Coach Hack here in terms of the in-game stuff. Like Kyle, like Shanny's like Bill Belichick with the in-game decision making, not or like Tom Coughlin. I actually think Tom Coughlin might be the best of my lifetime. In-game decision making, I thought, before he lost his fastball at the end, was absolutely the best. In any event, Denver opened a small favorite in this game. They are now a small underdog. San Francisco 1.5 on the road at the Broncos. The total here is 43.5. Some interesting injury notes. George Kittle is set to make his season debut. That's great news, obviously, for the San Francisco 49ers. Eric Armstead, stud defensive lineman for San Fran, is questionable. For Denver, Jerry Jeudy did practice for the first time today on Friday in a limited fashion. He is listed as questionable. Patrick Surtain should be good to go. He's questionable, but practiced in full on Friday. KJ Hamler also looks good to play in this game. Wide receiving core for Russell Wilson and the Denver Broncos. Ken, what do you got, Niners and Broncos?
Yeah, this is I said earlier that there were a few games I was considering for teasers. This is the third for sure. And then Tennessee, I think, would be a fourth, which we talked about earlier. Broncos up seems phenomenal for me. A low total game. Seems like we might actually have some skill position guys for Denver not playing, I guess, which is kind of probably what caused the line move. But I think it's created a valuable teaser opportunity, 1.5 to 7.5. So just to wrap up the teaser stuff, I do not have a bet on the side of the game. If we got to San Francisco like 3, I would bet Denver. We're not going to do that, I don't think. But if we did, I would bet it. And just for teaser wise, so Patriots up, Panthers up, Broncos up. And then if you want to throw the Titans in, I haven't done the cross matches with the others yet, but I think that'll be another one for me. I was kind of just hoping to get 3 and just bet the game and bet Tennessee, but I don't know if that doesn't happen. I think Titans can be the fourth leg there. So just, I had a tease earlier, that there were going to be a few teaser legs to kind of mix and match. Those are the 3 and Tennessee's the fourth. I was just waiting for it to get to 3. They're really the fourth teaser leg.
Absolutely love Denver as a teaser, like talked about it earlier in the week. I've got Denver and Green Bay, but I mean, I'll put in a bunch of teasers coming up on Sunday. Ken, if you had like people doing pick 'em pool, stuff like that, current number never gets to 3, San Francisco favored by less than 3, what are you doing?
With this injury report and Kittle back, I'd probably bet San Francisco, or I'd probably pick San Francisco in the pool if it was like 1 or something like that. But it's very close. I mean, this is another Falcon Seahawks type game where I don't think the number is wrong right now. We're not wrong by a lot. And it would take 3. We have like 4 games right now that are in that description where maybe on game day we get close to a 3 or a 3-15, 3-20. And it's literally going to be whoever the dog is, that's wrong and you should bet them.
Yeah, I would pick the Broncos if I had to here. But I don't. So I'll end up betting Denver if it hits 3, like Ken said. Otherwise, it'll be me teasing Denver up. If people are wondering where are the prop bets, you got to check out the Sunday show. We're going to sell the Sunday show as hard as we can. We want people to check that out. We want people to download the pod. So Sunday morning, yours truly solo on WFAN in New York, 8:30 to 9 a.m. Eastern. And then Ken and I, Renew Pleasantries, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern, literally taking you up to kickoff of the early slate of games. Full Prop King segment in both of those shows. All the props for an NFL Sunday your little heart could desire. You have to wait till Sunday to get those plays from thy Royal Prop King.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.